This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's highest frequency. Rose University in full swing, and we have invited friend of the show who is a vehicle sales expert, Dumelo Muyaba. Always a good pleasure talking to you, my good sir. Welcome to the show. Are you well?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Sure. We're talking about something very painful, for lack of a better way to describe this. I mean, car insurance, and I know in your line of work, often you don't allow a vehicle to leave the floor without insurance.
That and the comprehensive insurance. Well, it's part of the bank contract requirements that every car that gets sold to a customer must have a valid comprehensive, an active comprehensive insurance with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to finance a car, you must get insurance.
In your experience, why do cheaper car insurance policies often end up costing more in the long run, despite the lower monthly premiums?
I think completely the real issue here is us not asking the right questions in the beginning. Are you asking enough questions? What are you covered for? What are you not covered for?
Yeah.
And let's not try to save money where you can't save money. I think what I've seen the biggest mistake our people do is they try to save money on their insurance, ultimately compromising on important things. So if part of the policy that you are supposed to be covered on gets compromised, obviously, to try and save money, when come claim time, you will remember that. So this is where a lot of agreements go bad, because now the insurance will be saying, yeah, you are not covered for that. Yeah, it was not you driving for the car, so therefore we can't pay. Many a times, all of these questions were asked during onboarding.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be driving your car? This is one of the biggest examples. Who else is going to be driving your car?
Sure.
And can you give us their license history? Can you give us their ID number? Mm-hmm. Many of us, to save money, we would say, no, it's only going to be myself and complexion driving this car.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the day of the accident, it was in Chamo driving.
Mm-hmm.
Then insurance says, hang on, we can't pay because it wasn't you driving. So that's where the problem happened.
So why
so
are
a
they...
lot of us?
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, a lot of us try to save money by compromising the policy proposal itself.
Mm. And this idea of insurance companies not giving us a call, I mean, my Jalopy there is depreciating over the years, and I'm still paying very high premiums. I mean, how does that witchcraft work?
Well, I know there is an insurance company that once tried that, to sell that, to say your insurance premium will go lower as your car ages. But I don't think they went far, because their adverts soon came to a standstill.
Yeah.
But the issue is, complexion, remember, as much as me and you look at the car and its value, the insurer looks at the car and its fixing cost. How much would it cost them to bring the car back to its functional position? So that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their costs are not changing. So the panel beater costs keep going up as inflation affects. Parts are still imported outside the country, because most of the cars are imports into our country.
Mm-hmm.
So that affects their cost of maintaining this vehicle that you have. So that's why then the premiums are not going to go down, because ultimately their costs are affected by that and not necessarily by how old your car is.
Okay.
So if you need a water pump today, it will still cost you more or less the same in about 2 years. So that's where they are coming from.
All right. Quickly, before we let you go, are you for this pay-as-you-drive idea, this option that maybe if you drive 80 kilometers a day, will be a bit lenient when it comes to the premiums?
In fact, that idea was just beautifully coined now, but this started during COVID. Remember when we're not going to the office as often?
Yeah.
Some insurers said, if you are not using your car as often, talk to us. We'll be able to give you a certain percentage of your premiums. There's a benefit that's available to our people. They just don't use it. So if you don't use your car a lot, say, for example, you stay right next to the station and this is the only trip you do, call to your insurance and say, guys, I only do 80 kilos maybe in a week. my car is hardly ever on the road, let's relook my premiums. They'll be more than happy to give you a discount. So those are came when, during COVID, when some days you are on the road, some days you are home. So it was now unfair for people to pay for even the days when they are not on the road. So that's why they came up with a product like that. So I think now this is just a way to exclusively sell a benefit that people have always had. It's just that they were not using it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for making time to join us, my good sir. Tumelo Moyaba is a vehicle sales expert talking to us about today's conversation on Rhodes University, discussing all things car insurance.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.